Well, hey there, writer friends, and welcome back to another episode of Writer Groupie Podcast. We're up to episode 16, you guys. I'm your host, MK Browning, and today we're talking about something a little nostalgic, a little personal. That fire that started it all. You know the moment when you first realized writing wasn't just something you enjoyed, but something you had to do. For me, that moment goes way back, all the way to 1997 or maybe 98, when I started writing my very first book. It was a romance, and honestly, don't we all cut our teeth on romance? But that little spark, that joy of creating a world on paper, it grew into something so much bigger. Over the years, that one story turned into a lifelong passion, and now I have more than 20 books and stories either published or waiting their turn to take flight. So today, I want to invite you to think back to your own beginning, that first flicker of creative light, and maybe, just maybe, reignite it. Well, now first, let's talk about how to keep that fire alive. Here's a few prompts to keep the fire alive. Number one, what first made you fall in love with storytelling? Describe that memory in as much detail as possible. Where you were, what you felt, what you were writing or reading. And then think about a time when writing felt effortless. What was happening in your life that made it flow? Also, which story, movie, or song first made you want to create something of your own? And why does it still resonate? Then, who believed in your writing before you did? And what did that encouragement mean to you? If you could talk to your younger writer self, what would you tell them about the journey ahead? Now let's imagine. Imagine your ideal writing day. Where were you? Where are you? What does the space look like, smell like? And what words are flowing onto the page? If your creativity were an element, say fire, water, earth, or air, which would it be and why? Imagine meeting one of your characters in real life. What would they say to remind you to keep going? Think of a story idea that still haunts you. What would happen if you gave it a chance to live again? And visualize your writing fire as a real flame. What fuels it? What dampens it? Here's some actions that you can take that might help you. Revisit a story you wrote long ago. What do you notice now that you didn't notice then? Write a short scene or poem purely for joy. No rules, no expectations, no audience. Create a new writing ritual, a candle, playlist, or time of day that helps you enter your story world. Share your origin story with another writer. Sometimes speaking it out loud rekindles belief. And list three reasons you still write today. Post them where you can see them when motivation fades. Now, before we resume, I'd like to take a moment to share a little update from my writing world. If you've been following along with my World of Degrees series, the one that began with the magic scarf, you'll be happy to know that book 3 is officially in its final draft stage. I'm polishing up those last few chapters and dreaming about sharing it with you all soon. If everything stays on track, I'm hoping for an early 2026 release. And trust me, this book brings together so many threads from Alyssa's journey and the magical lands that we've explored so far. I'll have more details in upcoming episodes and newsletters, so be sure you're subscribed over at mkbrowning.com or follow me on social media for sneaks and peeks and updates. As writers, it's easy to get lost in the deadlines, the edits, the pressure to make every word perfect. But underneath all of that, there's still that small spark, the same one that began your journey years ago. Maybe it flickers when you hear a song that reminds you of a character. Maybe it flares up when a new idea hits in the middle of the night. Or maybe, right now, it's burning quietly, waiting for you to notice it again. Well, you know, keeping the fire alive isn't about writing every day or chasing word counts. It's more about remembering why you fell in love with storytelling in the first place and honoring that part of yourself that still believes in magic, in possibility, and in the power of a well-told story. So this week, take a few minutes to reconnect with that spark. Write something just for you. Dream a little and trust that the flame that started it all still burns brightly within you. Until next time, keep the fire alive, my friends.